Dozens of digital billboards across Hollywood and West LA are dark this evening after a judge's deadline ordering their operators to turn the boards off. It's the latest story in an ongoing controversy in Los Angeles about billboards in the city, particularly digital billboards, but some other billboards, too, that we're going to talk about with Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. More on this story today with Kevin. Hello.
Hey, Steve.
So there are several moving parts with this particular story, the digital billboard story. Why are the billboards off right now?
Well, they're off because of a judge's ruling, carrying out previous judges' rulings, saying that two billboard companies that were given permission by the city council to start up digital billboards several years ago were actually in violation of city law. And so it's been proceeding through the courts for the last couple of years, and this is the, I don't want to call it the ultimate act, because I think there's still many acts to come in this controversy.
They can be turned back on.
They can be turned back on. Actually, there's no move to take the billboards down. They've simply been turned off for now, pending further legal action.
And the operators we're talking about here are CBS and Clear Channel.
It's right. Clear Channel and CBS Outdoor have a lot of the, you know, have the digital billboards in Los Angeles. Summit Media is a competitor, and it challenged the city's kind of secret deal with these two companies several years ago to allow them to begin converting some old flat billboards, the old traditional kind, mm-hmm. to digital billboards, which, you know, there's a kind of an interesting political situation around digital billboards. A lot of people don't like them.
They're too bright. Neighborhoods say that they light up the night and they come through window. It's light pollution.
If you live next to one, you're probably not going to like it.
Right.
But some drivers like it. I actually have gotten valuable information from digital billboards at times. You know, remember when Christopher Dorner was on the run?
Yes, they had the alerts up there.
They were used, and they're used for Amber Alerts and that sort of thing. And there's also parts of town, in particular, I think of the area that represented by Councilman Ed Reyes on the east side. He says he actually wants digital billboards because he thinks they bring economic vitality into his neighborhood. So not everybody's against the digital billboards. So that's why I think we're in an incremental step here.
So, but as I mentioned in the intro, we've got several moving parts going on here. So the residents are not very happy, mm-hmm. and they've complained about these digital billboards. But the fact that these are off today is because of this lawsuit from Summit, right, to these
exactly.
other two operators.
Right. And there was an appellate ruling a couple of months ago upholding Summit's position on this controversy. And a judge last week finally said, well, you know, you actually have to turn off the billboard. The decision has been delayed up until now. And that's why they started going off today. There's a couple of billboards that I see on my route over here to KCRW were turned off.
And a lot of these operators are saying, look, this is not only for capitalistic ventures, but also the fact that we can provide information as well. I mean, we're seeing that, unfortunately, with what's happening in Boston.
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned the Dorner case. These billboards do provide timely information sometimes, and I think that's something that definitely has to be considered in their favor.
Interesting story. We'll see how it develops and keep an eye on it. Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.